AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Obama administration is acknowledging its transfer of $1.7 billion to Iran earlier this year. It was made entirely in cash using non-U.S. currency. Republican critics of the transaction continue to denounce the payments, which began with $400 million in January, on the day Tehran agreed to release four American prisoners.
The remaining $1.3 billion represented estimated interest on the Iranian cash the U.S. has held since the 1970s. The administration had previously declined to say if the interest was delivered to Iran in physical cash, as with the principal, or via a more regular banking system.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. On President Obama's historic visit to Laos, he has toured a Buddhist temple and took questions from young people at a town hall-style event. This was after touring a rehab center in Laos that treats victims of bombs the U.S. dropped during the Vietnam War. Obama says it's important the United States help clear the dangerous unexploded ordnance that was left behind.
As President of the United States, I believe that we have a profound moral and humanitarian obligation to support this work.
From Capitol Hill, the AP's Jerry Boatlander reports on two bills considered by the Senate now that members are back from their summer break.
Senate Democrats have again blocked the measure that includes $1.1 billion to fight the Zika virus, partly because Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico wouldn't have gotten any of the money. A defense spending bill was also blocked. Democrats and the administration oppose a GOP effort to use emergency war funding as a way of increasing the Pentagon budget.
Apple is expected to show off new iPhones, an updated smartwatch, and maybe some new gear for listening to both during its annual fall product launch event today. There's a lot of interest in knowing if Apple follows through on reports that it's eliminating the iPhone's analog headphone jack. This is AP Radio News. A cold case is resolved with a man confessing to the abduction and murder of an 11-year-old Minnesota boy 27 years ago.
Danny Heinrich stood in federal court in Minneapolis and recounted October 22, 1989, the day he abducted, sexually assaulted, and killed 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling near St. Joseph, Minnesota. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
We will all ask many times, why? And there is no good answer.
Jacob's mother, Patty Wetterling.
It's incredibly painful to know his last days, last hours, last minutes.
Heinrich agreed to plead guilty to federal child pornography charges and lead authorities to the boy's remains in exchange for the state not pursuing murder and other charges. I'm Tim McGuire.
Michigan would no longer require that someone be inside a self-driving car while testing it on public roads under bills that are up for a vote in the state legislature today. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.